I always like when you go on the road, it's like almost like the dorms again, you know, where everybody's on the same accord, everybody's together, you know, everybody, you don't have to call somebody, hey, come meet me over here, man, we all need to get together, you know, spend some time together, get some camaraderie going. It's like everybody's in that same place with that same focus and that same drive, you know. This team wants to win, and you can tell this team wants to win. The team is going to win.
With all the injury information we've been discussing so far on the program, the Texans' depth has been tested. Now they're getting Dwayne Brown back, as we said. Rick Smith with more on what's happening with the organization this week. Drew Doherty sat down with the executive vice president and general manager.
Texans traveling to Minnesota. This is a hostile environment. It's a young environment. What have you seen from this Minnesota team? It looks like a rugged Mike Zimmer ball club with a guy playing quarterback pretty efficiently so far.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, obviously a new building, but it really looks raucous. It really looks loud. It really looks like the fans, you know, are into it. It's, you know, it will be a hostile environment. That's a good football team that we're going to go up and play against. They're a physical group, like you mentioned. Well coached. Mike Zimmer does a great job. He's been doing a great job for years. And so, you know, we've got our hands. It's hard to win in this league on the road, and especially when you go into environments like this. And so we're going to have to be sharp, and that comes from, you know, good work during the course of the week. Our guys are working well this week, so I'm excited about that. And, you know, we'll have a good game plan, and we'll go up there and hopefully come out with a win.
Last week we talked about a range of things, but I guess mental toughness, togetherness, spirit of this ball club was something we touched on, and they really showed that they've got all that last week against Tennessee. You got to like what you saw from them, didn't you?
Well, I did. You know, again, that was a physical football game, right? Interdivision games, obviously teams know each other, so those games are always tough and close, but to, you know, to find a way to win in the end and make plays, you know, different kinds of ways, you know, whether it was a special teams return or, you know, when we had to make a play on offense or defense, we did. I think, you know, at the end of the game, we had three straight plays by three different defensive backs to make plays to end the game. So I like, you know, to watch that. I like that thing about our team that we talked about. I think it's there, and I think it'll continue.
In your playing days, you were a defensive back. You've got four cornerbacks who, correct me if I'm wrong, but they could probably start for just about any team in the NFL, and Joseph and Jackson, Johnson and Boye. How have you liked what you've seen from them? Because if you think about it, you've acquired them in different ways. You drafted two in the first round, you acquired one in free agency, and you acquired another as an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, you know, there's a saying, because I was a defensive back, I have a little bit of affinity for the position group. But I will say this, you can't have too many corners. This league, people throw the football around, and you have to have people who can cover. And so we are fortunate to have, I think, four guys. And then even our fifth guy, Charles James, comes in and he does some things in the slot. Obviously, it's very valuable on special teams. And so you've got to have that to be successful and to play good defense in this league.
The longest tenured Texan is Dwayne Brown, left tackle, and he's on his way back. How good is it to have him back in the locker room, back in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he brings that leadership presence, that physicalness. Dwayne's strong. You know, player and experienced player, and so to have him back on the field is really important. And that, you know, that group can start to gel now, hopefully, and start to come together. So much about offensive line play, as you know, is cooperation and being on the same page and you know, and being in concert with each other. And so the longer he gets to play out there, the more he gets to play, I think the more our offensive line will gel, and hopefully we continue to run the ball and do it in a more effective manner.
I was going to say, the better the offensive line gels, the better this offense functions, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, from a pass protection standpoint, from a run game standpoint, we can control the line of scrimmage more than we control the game more.
Dwayne was one of a group of players, along with you and Mr. McNair and Jamie Roots, who met with Mayor Sylvester Turner earlier this week. What was going on there?
Well, very positive meeting. Very impressed with the mayor and his leadership and who he had in the room, various agencies throughout the city. Really a conversation about how can we impact and help relationships in the city, and how can we come together and be leaders in the community. I think that that was really the theme of the meeting. There are issues that we all are concerned about that are local issues, and they're also national issues, but we can make an impact here locally. The city is doing a lot of good things, and I think we can partner with the city in some of those efforts to get out in the community and be a positive effect there.
How proud are you of the city in that regard, and how proud of you, or proud are you of this organization in that regard?
Well, I applauded Mr. McNair for organizing the meeting and calling the mayor and asking him for an audience to sit down and talk about that. And I'm proud to be in the city of Houston and a part of this city. And I think one of the reasons why we have not had some of the issues that you've seen nationally is because we are proactive in trying to reach out to the communities and to understand what the issues really are, and then to do things and put processes in and policies in place to speak to some of those things. And so, again, if we can be a benefit that way organizationally and individually, I think we've got some folks in the building who want to do that, and I think you'll see that.
All right, good luck in Minnesota, and look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thanks.
Coming up on Texans Weekly, what will it take to beat the Minnesota Vikings, sending them to their first loss of the season? I know what it's going to take for me: satisfying my appetite. Maybe HEB can help.